Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. Welcome to Sight and Vision Radio.com presents the Hyman Travel Network Show, a show about vacationing the world. Everything you want to know, everything you don't know, and everything you need to know about airfare and air travel adventure, railroad treasures. And also traveling luxury ships on the seven seas. And here, our consultant, that wide world wonder woman, is going to introduce her, our own hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Well, she's back. Audrey Hyman of Hyman Travel Network is back. She is sight and vision specialist in travel cruising or any travel need that you may have. Welcome, 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 Audrey.
Thank you.
We have truly missed you.
Glad to be back.
Okay, well, we have two questions. They're the same but different. So a listener asks, I have relatives coming in for the holidays. We are a multi-generational family. Is there anything in your portfolio that can entertain and educate? And the second question is, we are staying home this holiday season. We want to do something beyond museums. Any suggestions? So, Audrey, what do you have in your bag of tricks?
Well, first of all, I just want to say happy holidays for those who are here and those who will be traveling to visit family and friends. And since this is the holiday season, there are a lot of things going on in the DMV area. And for those who are not familiar with those terms, DMV stands for District, Maryland, and Virginia. So if you live here, this is a perfect place to be during the holidays. And if you're traveling and have family here, once again, there are a lot of things to do. So we call this our staycation for those people who live here. And a staycation is simply finding things to do that you would not normally do. That's like a vacation, but the only difference is you don't have to worry about spending hotel fees because you visit during the day and then you come home at night. So that's why we call it a staycation. So let's talk about some things that we have to do in this area. First of all, if you have not been to the African American Museum, that should be on the top of your list. Now, there's good things and bad things. The bad thing is that I understand that it's very, very hard to get tickets because they are timed. But I don't want to discourage anyone because I do know of people who were able to get tickets at the last minute. There is a website, an African American museum website, that you can go on to see if there are any tickets available. It's completely free. So if you get a chance to go, that would be on the top of my list because there's everything that you want to know, everything that you need to know about the our culture. So that's on the top of the list. But then you say, well, this is the holidays, and so I want to do some holiday things. So if you want to do some things around this area, I'm going to tell you a couple things. Some things you may have already done, but there is nothing like having a cruise down the Potomac during the holidays. Now, you're probably familiar with the Odyssey. if you have been on the Odyssey before. And you probably had a summer cruise, but a wonderful time to cruise is during the holidays when you can go down the Potomac and see all the beautiful lights and everything for the D.C. skyline. Also, there are moonlight tours. If you don't want to be on the water and you just want to take a cruise, a bus trip, there are moonlight tours where you can see downtown. You know that parking is a problem downtown. So I suggest that you just act like a tourist. Remember, this is your staycation. Act like a tourist. Go down, get a tour of D.C., and it will take you by all the monuments. If you have not seen the monuments in the evening, you can get a moonlight tour, and it is beautiful. It will take you by the National Christmas Tree, by Union Station, and it's just beautiful during this time of the year. Now, my favorite place to go, and the place that my husband and I go all the time, and this is where we normally spend our anniversary, and that's at the Gaylord. There are so many things to do at the Gaylord at the National Harbor. So let me tell you a couple of things that you can do there during this holiday season. First of all, in the atrium, there is a beautiful Christmas tree, and it's a show with the Christmas tree, and it correlates the twinkling lights and the music and the Christmas tree, and it's just beautiful. And the good thing about it is completely free. So you can go down there. There is parking. There's a fee for parking, but it's well worth it. And I believe that show is from 7 p.m. nightly, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. nightly. I think it starts right after Thanksgiving, and it goes throughout the Christmas vacation. So also there is a Christmas village with holiday dining that you can do at the Gaylord. There are all kind of eating venues that have menus that are expensive to reasonable. So you can go down and have dinner while you're waiting to see the show. There's also an international wine and chocolate pairing for those who like wine to sample different wines. That's also available starting December 3rd, the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 22nd through the 30th. Now, there will be tickets required for that. It's $25, well, $24.99 a person. But that's well worth your effort and the money if you are someone who loves to pair wine with exotic chocolates. You can have your picture taken with Santa for those children who want to see Santa. That's starting November the 19th, and it goes straight through to Christmas Eve, and there are times available for that. So I think there's reservations, and but there is a price for that too. Most of the things other than the atrium show, there's a price for it, but when you go on vacation, you're expected that you're going to spend a little bit. Staying at the Gaylord, there's a gingerbread decorating corner for the little people where you can go down and actually decorate sugar cookies and a gingerbread house and get a kit, and that's a lot of fun. Elf on the Shelf scavenger hunt. Now, this is good for all ages because even adults love scavenger hunts. So you can go down and purchase a ticket and see if you can find the elf on the shelf. So I could go on and on. There's Build-A-Bear workshops. There's Breakfast with Charlie Brown. There's a Christmas carousel with a lot of attractions. So what I need you to do, if you're interested in going down to the Gaylord, just go on their website and put in Christmas at the Gaylord National Harbor, and you'll be able to pull up all of these wonderful things that's going on at the Gaylord. Then, finally, for those moms who are stressed out, because you know this is a very, very stressful time of the year, you can even make a reservation and go and have a personal spa treatment. So when you finish all your Christmas shopping and when the kids are through running around taking pictures and decorating their cookies and doing all those fun things, you can call and you can make a reservation to see the ladies down there, and there is a special spa treatment that you can get. And you can do this while the rest of your family, while the dad and the children are going through the ice sculpture. And there's a beautiful ice sculpture down there. I did it last year. They give you a big coat to put on because it's freezing in there, but it's all kind of beautiful things to see. So those are some of the things that you can do in this area while you are enjoying your staycation.
Well,
so
you know,
today I'm giving it back to you.
Okay. Well, the thing of it is, you gave me so many ideas. And again, whether you have relatives coming in from out of town or whether you are having a staycation, after Thanksgiving, the days get really long, and you can't put on too many more videos, and you've played all the games in the house. You certainly have given us enough things to think about. But one of the things, when you mentioned the African American Museum and their website, one of the things I was concerned about, I have a little bit of a knee problem, an arthritic knee, and I was concerned being able to walk all that distance. And some people who have been fortunate enough to get in said there's plenty of seating. So, again, here's a response to a multi-generational family visiting the African American Museum. And if someone has some physical limitations, then there's plenty of seating for them to have. And I want to talk a little bit about the Odyssey. The Odyssey is a glass-enclosed ship. And so you
Correct.
Have a 360-degree view of the city. But, Audrey, when you mentioned the Moonlight Cruise on the bus trips, that really intrigued me. The first time I was here, I lived in Washington for several years before I went downtown to see the monuments lit at night. It's almost like a totally different experience.
It is.
Tell
us
what happened. Is there less traffic? Do we just pay attention more? What's going on, and do we get a good view from being on a bus?
Well, yes. Now, you know, for this area, the two most popular times to visit Washington, D.C. is the springtime during the cherry blossoms and also the Christmas season. So the bus is enclosed. If it was warm, you could go up on the top deck, but there is it's enclosed, and you would have to make reservations. And also there are different tours. So when you call to make your reservation, they'll give you a choice of several tours that you can get. Because, as you know, there are so many things to see in Washington, you can't do it all in one tour. So they will go over the different tours with you, and they'll go over the different prices. I don't have them because, you know, they change from season to season. But if you want to do the monuments, there's a monument tour, and also there are tours where you can go to Union Station, because Union Station is a tourist attraction in itself during the holidays. So you can do
Absolutely.
That. There are shopping tours that will take you to Pentagon City. There's all different kinds of tours that you can do, some during the day, but as you said, I would really recommend seeing Washington, D.C. at night. And all the monuments are lit up. So that you can probably, some tours you can even get off and visit the monument at a certain time and then get back on. So there's a variety of tours that you can get this time of year in Washington.
Wow, you have really overwhelmed us. Well, let me pay a few bills. And on the other side of the break, we will continue with the Hyman Travel Network. You are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com/ The Marketing Pulpit Network. We are heard live every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and on demand. Your host is Reverend Radio Ray Razor, and our guest today is Audrey Hyman of the Hyman Travel Network. Audrey, on the other side of the break, you gave us a lot of information. Please tell our listeners how to get in touch with the Hyman Travel Network for staycations and other opportunities you have. So let them know how we can call you and you can direct us in the right, send us in the right direction.
Okay, I am on Facebook. If you just go to Facebook and in the search area put in Hyman Travel Network, you'll find me on my business page. Also, if you go to HymanTravelNetwork.agentstudio.com, you'll be able to get a lot of different vacation suggestions, places that you can go. A lot of people call me and say, I want to go on a trip. I want to go someplace warm, but I don't know where to go. So if you go on HymanTravelNetwork.agentstudio.com, you can just put in a sample destination, it'll give you everything that you need to know about that destination. Also, I have a website, www.HymanTravelNetwork.com. And on that website, if you click on the gallery, you'll be able to see some of the trips that we've taken. I would love for you to join our Into Trips Travel Club. There's no fee to join. And it's a way of getting discount travel for those people who want to go, but they want to join a group so that they can take advantage to discount cruises and trips. You can join our travel club. Tell us what you're interested in, and we can pull a group together so that we can go and take advantage of the discounts. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get in touch with me. By email, it's ahyman0011@aol.com. And then finally, I hope you're writing this down, finally, you can text vacation to 240-643-6144. Once again, that's 240-643-6144. In the subject line, type vacation, and I'll give you a call back, and we'll have a private one-on-one free consultation, and I can give you some ideas for where you might want to travel.
Well, we are certainly going to put it on our website and point it to your website, because you've given us all kinds of ideas and ways of getting out of the city, staying in the city, all kinds of things that can happen. Now, during this holiday time, we like to think that there are only endless get-togethers and parties during the holidays, but for some folks, this is a tough time. We used to call them the winter blahs or the winter blues, but it's appropriately labeled SAD, seasonal affective disorder. Audrey, what exactly is SAD and what brings it on?
Okay, as you mentioned, Renee, this is a time, you know, this time of the year, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of activities, the Christmas songs, the lights. But some people go into a time of depression during this time. It could be that you're thinking about a loved one who's no longer with you. It could be that you're having financial problems, and this is a reminder that it's time to buy things and you don't have the money to do it. And then also the weather has a lot to do with it. Now, we're blessed because it still feels like spring outside, but it's going to get very, very cold. The days are getting shorter, and so people, as you say, go into a time of sad. And so how do you know whether you're being affected by that? Well, the triggers are sometimes that you're feeling depressed or hopeless. You're having low energy, and not because you're tired from work. You just don't feel like doing anything. You're losing interest in activities. Sometimes you may have problems sleeping. There's a change in your appetite. Or you're just feeling overwhelmed, like you said earlier. Sometimes we just feel overwhelmed during this time, and we don't know how to cope. So if you're having any of these symptoms, there are some things that you can do to beat the holiday blues. And one thing is to make a plan. We know that Christmas is coming. We know that Thanksgiving is coming. So don't just wait until the last minute to do everything. Make a plan and then work your plan. And then stick to a routine. If you know that you do certain things on certain days or certain holidays, this is not a time to change your routine. So stick to the routine. Acknowledge that this is a time of sadness, if that's what it is for you. And so just because the holiday songs are playing or the Christmas things are on the air, you don't necessarily have to do those things just because it's there. So just accept the fact that this is not a great time for you, and then distract yourself doing other things. And then for those people who are traveling, that puts a whole nother dimension on being overwhelmed during the holidays. So if you are going to travel by plane or by bus or car, then make sure that you don't get dehydrated. Drink plenty of water as you're going and eat. Don't get so caught up in your holiday plans and your holiday travels that you don't eat, because if you don't have a full stomach, then you're going to start feeling anxious. So make sure you eat, take care of yourself, have something to distract you or distract the kids. If you're not driving, have something for the children to do, some games for them to play, let them play video games in the car, just something so that they're quiet, because if you're anxious, they're going to get anxious, and then things are going to get out of control. So even though the holidays are here, remember, God is in control, but then you can also decide if this is going to be a happy time for you or a sad time for you. It's in your pocket.
Well, you know, that's why we have you as our travel expert, because everybody talks about traveling or going somewhere and having a really high time, but this is important, and I'm so glad, again, that you're offering something really balanced for our listeners to hear, because it's not a small thing. 10 to 20% of the population suffer with SAD, and one of the things you mentioned in the first segment is that that spa treatment out at the Gaylord, this might be a time to take advantage of that. Well, in our final segment, someone quipped that they pretty much get all the exercise they need walking down the airport concourse carrying their bags. But most of us want to move expeditiously through the airport. Audrey, any travel tips for this high travel season, the day after Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and even through the Christmas holiday? Any travel tips to make this as painless as possible?
Well, just be aware that that the tickets, the plane tickets, the train tickets, everything is going to skylight if you wait until the last minute. So this is a good time. If you know you're going to be traveling out of town, then this is a good time to start going on the internet and start searching for your trips. My daughter and I are going to New York. We go every year. We go to Macy's. We spend the whole day in Macy's, and we stay there. We have breakfast, and then we have dinner, and then we come home. So we went on the Amtrak this morning, and we got our tickets, and we were able to get tickets for about $98 round trip, which is very, very good. So the earlier you get your tickets, the less expensive your tickets are going to be. If you wait to the last minute, know that you're going to spend top dollar. If you are flying, the same rule is in effect. Now is the best time to get it, and the tickets may have already gone up, or you're going to have limited times that you can travel. But if you are fortunate enough to get a reasonably priced ticket on the plane, just expect long lines. Get there at least 2 hours before you're going to leave. If you're going international, I suggest you get there 3 hours ahead of time. And just relax and just know that this is the holidays, so just have a good attitude about things. There's a lot of lines going through security. And for those people who are frequent flyers, I suggest that you go on and get the pre-screening. There is a cost for that, but if you travel a lot, it makes your time going through security much easier because you've already been pre-screened, so you don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to empty out a whole lot of things out of your purse. It just makes it easier. Now, if you don't travel that often, then this may not be for you because I think it's about close to $100 in order to get it, and it may be a yearly fee. I'm not sure, but they don't serve food on the plane for short rides anymore. So take something to eat, drink plenty of water, and just relax.
Well, that is definitely good advice, and we're going to turn to our intrepid host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, who has spent much time on planes, trains, and automobiles. Reverend Ray, do you have your bottle of water, and are you ready to take some of the advantages of the events that Audrey has told us about?
I am dusting off my Jingle Bells. And welcome back, Orchie. Welcome back to the Sight and Vision family, radio family. Now, when you was on previously, we have a couple emails held over from the last few times you was on, and we have an email from a listener from Rockville. And what they wanted to know is they say they love traveling, but the hassle of going through security at airports just got too much for them. And they wanted to know how do that compare with taking cruises or taking a ship cruise or, in terms of security?
Well, regardless to whether you do the ship, the airline, or however you do, other than the bus or train, you're going to have to go through security. Of course, you know, cruises is my thing. I love cruises. But there is also, you know, you have to go through security for that. But it's much less time. It's not as hectic as it is at the airport. So the earlier you get there, the easier it will be to go through security. And then if you're going to take a cruise, then find out from your travel agent, hopefully it's me, what the rules and regulations are as far as what you can take on board and what you can't take on board, and that makes it a lot easier. So the time that you spend going through security for a cruise, which would be maybe like 35 or 40 minutes, is nowhere near the stressful time that's going to be at the airport. And then once you get on that ship, you'll forget all about that security part and just be able to relax and eat and sleep and just have a wonderful vacation.
All right. And we have another email from a listener in Reston, Virginia, wrote and said, and wanted to know, so they understand now that cruise ships are going out of Baltimore, and they used to have to always fly down, extra expense, to Florida to catch cruise ships. So they want to know, is it as many ships or is it a limited, you know, cruises coming out of Baltimore? Is it comparable to the ships that you can, you know, the cruises you can get out of Florida?
Well, the ship now that there's two ships that go out of the Pride of Baltimore. One is Carnival Cruise Line, and that's on the Pride. The other is Royal Caribbean, and that's on the Grandeur of the Seas. Now, both ships are nice ships. They're mid-sized ships. I've been on both of them, and I can vouch for both of them. We cannot do the mega ships out of this area because of the because they won't fit under the bridge. But you also have ships going out of New Jersey, New York, so we have a lot to offer.
All right. Okay, well, we hear the music, and as usual, you have a lot of information, and we have a lot of emails that we're going to get back to as we see you next month at the same time. And thank you very much, Audrey, of Common Travel Network. All right. Goodbye. Thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next month.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, so you've been listening to a Hyman Travel Network, and every third Friday.